But I was hooking up with a guy at Kappa Sig.
Only
like,
for what you did.
You did on that lab. You should be laughing.
World class podcast.
Seven
basketball players in a row.
He never went out. He always went like secret spots. He never mingled with anybody. Never wanted no new friends.
But also for what he did outside.
We're back with the Minefield MF22 season 3. We just finished up our little mini series on Conway Twitty. Thanks for sticking with me. I have a cold again. What's new? Baby goes to daycare.
Seven basketball players in a row.
Seven. Been up in the woods all week. Happy to be back with you here on the Minefield. The world's best true crime meditation, UFO debunking, Bigfoot hunting, UFO hunting, comedy, hip-hop podcast in the world. Man, this is weird to say, but this is the first podcast I've done without my buddy, my dog, Butters, a bulldog, an English bulldog, who's been with me for 13 and a half years. 13 and a half years, and this is our first episode post losing Butters about a month ago. Had to put him down, and it was awful. It was awful. It was really bad. And he was really old, and he had a really long life. And I'm glad that we were able to put him out of some misery, because he was in a lot of pain, and it ended up being in some ways a really good thing that we could put him to sleep, because he was in a lot of pain that last day. It kind of all just went downhill really fast, but he had an incredible life, and I'm going to do a podcast about his first month in the world, or in my world. I got him when he was about 10 weeks old, and a couple days after I got him, someone broke into my house and stole him, and he was just gone. And I, with the help of some really good friends and coworkers and people I knew in Athens, I was able to get him back. And before, let's see, probably 12 hours later, I ended up getting him back. But the way we got him back was complicated and bizarre, and I'm going to make a podcast episode about it. But he survived that to, like, bite a live electrical wire during a Georgia bowl game, like, 4 days after the kidnapping. And he started to aspirate, and his lungs filled up with fluid. And we took him to the emergency vet, and they said, yeah, this is not going to end up being good. You know, you have to run your card for like X amount, and then you have to sign a thing that says if you want them to keep trying to keep him alive. And I finally talked one of the guys off the record into saying, like, I was like, when this happens, is this common, or, you know, do you see this? And he said, yes, this is common, the biting electrical cords. And they never live, he says. So this is like 4 days after the kidnapping, the dog napping, and they broke into my house and stole my guitar and my camera, and just some cool stuff that I got from my grandfather, that sort of army gear and stuff. But mainly they took the bulldog, got him back. He got electrocuted, and I had like a sleepless night of trying to stay in touch with the emergency vet, and finally one of the calls at like 6:30 in the morning was like, well, and I could hear him barking in the background, and they were like, well, he's actually fine. He seems to be doing better and better. And I could hear him barking, and he was just slowly recovering. Like, he's just slowly was healing up. Like Wolverine on Wolverine, like he was healing up and becoming, and in the background being a nuisance, like slowly. And eventually, you know, at 8 a.m. they were like, he can go. And he was like hyper and ready for me to pick him up. So it was a traumatic and volatile and roller coaster like existence for Butters when I first got him. But then he just thrived and there was no more dramatic stuff. We kind of got all that out of the way. He was so healthy. He was not one of those overbeasts, as the guy who sold us the bulldog said. I am not joking. That's a quote. He's not as overbeasts as some of those bulldogs you see on TV, but he would run around and play and chase us while we threw the football. And he was hyper and he was pretty bad. And he was a great dog. He was the best dog. And he was bad. And you know what? It's fine. Like, those two things can both be true. And I think what I realized, one of the things that he taught me was that you don't have to be perfect to be appreciated, to be loved, because he really was a bad boy. He was a bad dog. And he was so cute and he was so funny and he had so much personality, but he was not in any way. Like, if you, like, I would threaten my friends with saying like, hey, can Butters come stay with you? And people would go like, oh, seriously? No, he definitely cannot come to our house. Like, he's he's wild and he's super stubborn and has a low center of gravity and is real competitive and really hyper vigilant and maybe a little anxious and slobbery. And he was perfect. Like, I wouldn't want him to be different at all. If I could somehow alter, even as hard as he could be to deal with, I wouldn't change anything about him. So I think what I'm learning from him, the thing that I'm taking from his life, is that maybe that's the way I should treat myself. Imperfect, but I wouldn't change a thing. And I've always been my own worst critic and ruminator, and I've got a lot of weird self-esteem issues that feel just automatic. Reactions to things that just feel automatic and feel like I can't really do anything about. And one of those things is to be overly critical and try to fix all those things. Maybe I just don't have to be perfect. If I can just let it go, the idea that I would have to even be perfect. Yeah, quite annoying sometimes when he does that. And I still love him, and I'm not asking him to really change. I just accept that this is who he is. God, his gas was just unbelievable. Room clearing. And the sound effect thing is it's wrong, because that's not what it sounded like when he cleared a room. When we have an old bulldog, a 13-year-old bulldog that's getting spoiled at the end of his life, who's eating like, he's eating like an American preschooler. He's eating like nuggets and dino nuggets and pain pills and fake ice cream and water. No, the ones that were room clearing did not sound like that. The ones that were room clearing, you didn't hear. They just were suddenly upon you. I miss you already, Bubba. We're going to get more into Butter's origin story and how that all went down, how we met each other in our first month together. We're going to talk about that next season in a special turn we're making into Bigfoot debunking. We're going to be talking about Bigfooting. We're going to be talking about Bigfoot debunking. But Butters has a big part in that, so we are going to address that next season. R.I.P. Butters. I've been up in Gilmer County, Georgia, last week, Pickens County. It's where I got this monkeypox. Sorry about that. My voice, I know, sounding a little bit like I got a cold, and I think I do. But I did some Bigfoot debunking up there, up in North Georgia this weekend. It was great. Great work. If you don't know what Bigfoot debunking is, you basically are hiking. You look for things that look like they could be perceived as being Sasquatch related. Something that looks like a footprint, a tree that's knocked over in a certain way, or a series of trees sort of put together or pushed together or piled together. I would then step in and take notes, record the scene, photos from different angles, and take my notes. And then I have a form that I fill out for this. Debunking is really administrative in a lot of ways. And I could just kind of go through, boom, top of the sheet down and just debunk. We're going to turn it into an episode dedicated just to getting into that trip, the Gilmer Pickens Bigfoot debunking trip, and all the details, everything that happened. We're going to put together an actual episode. Here's a quick sneak peek of that one. It's me debunking stuff.
That's not a footprint.
That's a bear.
That's a puddle. That's a donkey.
That's not a Sasquatch. That's a donkey. No, all of those are donkeys. Don't even look over there, because none of those are donkeys. Cut.
That's a deer's footprint with a dog's footprint next to it. No, that's just a tree that fell over.
All right, so that's just a little clip, sneak peek at what's coming at you when we get into Bigfoot debunking. We do it in front of a live audience. We go back through the tape. We present to the audience. Obviously, there's a comedy element. There's a lot of drinking. And anyway, it's a fun hobby. It's something I'm into now, and it's something that's going to be a part of the podcast for now and probably forever. We have a little angel baby, my wife and I. I do have a quick little clip of... This is a quick little interview with Mr. Baby, Mr. Angel Baby. I should warn you, he does not speak English.
You are very smart. You playing basketball? Can I play basketball? Or are you saying that is a basketball?
Thanks for sticking around. 70 episodes, 250,000 people strong. Thank you for being a part of Taish Nation. That's Meditation Nation. Taishan Nation for short, and Taish Nation if you have no time on your hands and you just got to get right to it. You're part of Taish Nation. Thanks, guys. Miss you. Talk to you soon. You're now leaving the minefield. Field. Hey, what's up? We just finished recording. I did. You know what this one was? This was the one about Butters passing away. Yeah, and I'd mentioned him on the podcast before, so I felt like I would talk about it a little bit. I'm saving some of the bigger stories, like him getting stolen and stuff, for their own episodes, so I can put more time into it. But yeah, awesome. Well, listen, thanks for checking in on that. All right. Well, I got to run. Yeah. Okay. I'll talk to you soon. Love you. Dave, how you doing? This is Will. Yeah, man. Good to hear you.
Oh,
okay. Oh, no, no, no. I don't want to hear that. No, no, no. That's not successful sounding talk. No. Well, that sounds like loser talk. I'm your mentor for a reason, all right? And I don't listen to loser talk. We don't even use that terminology. What's going on, man? Tell me a little bit about what's that?
What do you mean, what's going on? What do you mean, what's going on?
Oh, okay.
You sound like a goddamn robot.
Yeah, but that...
I want to quit.
Thank you. Thank you. And I love being your mentor.
I want to quit.
Right.
Well, I didn't say that. Okay. I said I want to quit.
Then quit.
I want to quit the program.
Then just quit.
Oh.
Oh, you don't want to.
Right. Well, then I quit.
I don't know where I was going.
I don't want to. I don't know where you were going with that either.